Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The gentlemen are standing between the bookcase and library table. And something about their demeanor suggests something of a solemn nature goes on. Listen.
Stay with a good step. You are a bubbly with a broken wing. Your comrades who are assembled bitterly, and the women outside the castle gates tear their hair in agony. The goldfish darts in the plashy pool, and the nodding rosebuds perfume the ambient air. Stay with a good step. Scream like a wounded panther.
Ouch!
Funny stuff, huh? Here we are through, girl.
I'd like to go over to Tannen's vacant lot pretty quick.
You've been paid 10 cents for your time, and you've only been here about 15 minutes.
I feel like I've been here 2 hours.
Well, just relax. I'll dismiss you in due season.
Oh.
Leave out room with the first part of my speech again. I was a little rocky in spots. Stay with a good stop, grovel and whine. What did I say about the funny stuff?
I didn't think you could hear me.
Will you straighten up and quit the horseplay? And quit fidgeting around. You're enacting the role of a man who is being expelled from the lodge. You're supposed to be upset and grief-stricken. And I suggest you wipe that silly smirk off in your face. Stay with a good step, grovel and whine. The salt tears furrow your cheeks, and your palsied hand trembles with the sorrow you have brought upon yourself. When the amber moon hangs like a lantern in the ebony sky, and the cry of the loon echoes through the timbered terrain, recollect that the heart is only flesh and blood, and the spirit is but a cup of pain that bubbles and simmers. A bitter brew indeed, Sky with a good step, but the penalty for human weakness is which
hides.
You got company?
No.
Phone over the telephone?
No.
I'm here, Mom.
Oh. Hello, Mom.
Shall we try again?
I think you know your piece well enough, Gov. You whipped it out as smooth as goose grease.
Stand up straight, please. Sky with a good step. Hearken to the words of our founder, R.J. Conk. In hoc spinne hunk. Ad agricola non disputandum hunk. Sinus treble dum clock nomenclature est. Cornucopia some crabbage volo exit steam. Come laud near...
Let's go in.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Is your father initiating you in the lodge?
I bet it looks like it.
We're busy here, Sage, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. What you doing with your pajama coat on?
Dad's going to pull the buttons off of it in a minute.
He is.
Says he is.
What for?
I am rehearsing something, Sage. At meeting tonight, it'll be my duty to expel Hank Gutstop from the lodge.
You're forever expelling him from the lodge.
Now, this time, it'll stick for a while. At any rate, it'll stick until he pays up his dues.
When he pays up his dues, he'll be reinstated again?
He will be reinstated again.
Well, I don't see why you fellas bother.
There is no necessity for your being in any way concerned in the matter.
Don't worry. I'm not concerned.
Shall we resume, Rush?
Yeah, let's get through. I'd like to go over to Tavern's vacant lot.
Stand up straight and quit teetering back and forth on your heels.
Hank, it's restless.
You supposed to be Hank Gutstop, Willie?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful part you got to act out.
Well, you should fret. Gov's paying me a dime.
When you people have quite finished your jolly chat, I'll go ahead here.
Want me to leave the room?
You may suit yourself.
Can I stay if I'm quiet?
All right, Rush.
Do.
By all right, Rush, I mean I'm about to continue the ceremony. I mean I'd like to have you wipe that foolish smirk off in your face. Mm-hmm. I'll try the second part again.
Okay.
I wasn't asking your permission. Stay with your good step. You are a bobolink with a broken wing. Your comrades who are assembled here weep bitterly. And the women outside the castle gates tear their hair in agony. The goldfish darts in the flashy pool, and the nodding rosebuds perfume the ambient air. Sky with a good step, scream like a wounded panther. And this place is full of comedians.
I was helping Rush.
Will you cease helping Rush?
All right.
I want to be letter perfect in these speeches tonight. I want things to go off without a hitch.
You memorizing that trash?
I question the good taste of the term trash.
You memorizing it?
I am memorizing it.
It was just a month ago you memorized a lot of stuff. And that was to throw Hank out of the lodge with. Is this something different?
This is something different.
I don't see why you fellas bother. Actually, I don't.
All right, Rush. Sit up.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with a good step. Gravel and whine. Gravel and wine, I say. You insist on this side-splitting humor, eh?
Well, I didn't think you could hear me.
I heard you quite clearly. Say, I appreciate you don't attach any importance to this. You couldn't be expected to attach any importance.
Go ahead. I won't bother you anymore.
I believe it is quite cool out on the front porch.
Let me say, I won't bother you anymore.
Shoot, Gov. Kindly do not keep reiterating the phrase, shoot, Gov. Scribe really good stuff. Gravel and wine. Gravel and wine, I say.
Don't waste anything, Gov. Keep going.
Gravel and wine, I say. The salt tears furrow your cheeks and your palsied hand trembles with the sorrow you have brought upon yourself. When the amber moon hangs like a lantern in the ebony sky and the cry of the loon echoes through the timbered terrain, recollect that the heart is only flesh and blood and the spirit is but a cup of pain that bubbles and simmers. A bitter brew indeed, Sky Brother Gutstaff. But the penalty for human weakness is...
Help on it,
well, answer it, somebody. Say it, you're right here.
All right. Don't bite a person's head off.
I can't accomplish any more around this place than a rabbit.
Hello? Yes, I believe he is. Rush.
Bluetooth, Jonathan?
Yeah, some kid or other.
You're not positive it's Bluetooth?
Yeah.
You are positive it's Bluetooth?
I don't know. Here, see for yourself.
Very likely it's Rooster Davis.
Yeah.
It is, Rooster?
Will you take this receiver?
Probably Leland Richards. Oh? Hi, yes, Smelly. Smelly Clark, by George.
Mm.
We'll cut it short.
What's up your sleeve, Smelly? When? This evening? Uh-huh. Be delighted, Smelly. Why don't you come past the address up for a yell? Sure, that's fine. Okay, I'll be looking for you, fella. You bet. Okay, Smelly. Come on. Smelly and myself are going down to YMCA tonight and watch the fat men play handball.
Come over here with you and let's get on with this.
Oh.
Interruption after interruption after interruption. All right, I'm going to recite the Latin speech again and then continue with the active portion of the ceremony. Would you make an attempt to stand up straight?
Sure.
All right, shoulders back, chin up, hands down at side. Sky with a good step. Hearken to the words of our founder, R.J. Kunk. In hoc spicker punk, ag agricola nondespectandum punk, sinus trouble dumb cluck nomenclature yes, cornucopia sum cabbage volo exit steam, cum laud nil visi chump. Sky, rather good stuff. I remove from your tunicity and...
Hey, what are you doing there? Stop!
Sadie, may I inquire where
you... Are you going to pull the buttons off on that boy's pajama coat?
I most certainly was.
Well, if that's not the bullet to choke Billy Patterson.
It's part of the ceremony. When a man is expelled from the lodge, the buttons are ripped off in his coat, vest, shirt, and underwear. I gave Rush here a dime to enact Hank's role in...
I don't care if you give Rush $9 to enact Hank's role. Them pajamas are brand spanking new. Why, the idea... A great big grown man acting like some
very
little
nice.
Tiny
nice.
Baby. You run that lodge craziness in the ground to a place where a person wonders if you fellas in your lodge are quite civilized. Ripping the buttons off in a perfectly good pair of pajamas.
I don't think he can hear you, ma'am. It's way out in the kitchen.
And I never heard of such silliness.
Oh?
Boy. Goodness. The stuff that goes on. Funny?
Yeah. I expect we've made Gov mad.
I expect.
Sky, brother, got that. Gravel and wine. Gravel and wine, I say.
Sky, brother, got stopped. Screaming like a wounded panther.
Ow! Shucks.
I'll say. Oh, my God.